Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the OpenStack Summit, and I am excited to be joined by Kenny Johnston, Senior Product Manager for Private Cloud OpenStack at Rackspace. Welcome, Kenny. Why don't you first just start with introducing yourself and saying a little bit about what that specific role means.
My name is Kenny Johnston. I work at Rackspace, but primarily I actually work within our partnership with Intel called OSIC. I've been with OpenStack for 5 years now, since almost the beginning, in mostly a product management capacity. My role in OSIC is as the alliance manager, but I primarily focus on where we put our great team of Intel and Rackspace employees, where we have them work upstream. Mm-hmm. And then I also oversee our management of the cluster, as well as our training programs.
Now, the OpenStack Innovation Center, or OSIC, was announced by our companies in the summer of 2015. And obviously, we've made a tremendous amount of progress towards the joint goal around OpenStack. Can you tell me a little bit about the scope of the engagement and then the progress that's been made thus far?
So I like to think of our partnership in the OpenStack Innovation Center on three key pillars. And they really center around problems that our companies jointly diagnosed that we wanted to go tackle within OpenStack. The first and kind of primary one is the need for more upstream developers. And so jointly between Rackspace and Intel, we're committed to bringing more new contributors to the fold, dedicating some existing contributors to full-time working on upstream OpenStack, as well as training a kind of next generation of OpenStack developers. And so Intel has been bringing a number of recent college graduates, new to OpenStack developers, into the castle in San Antonio, Rackspace's headquarters, where we've developed a kind of physical place for them to collaborate with some Rackspace expertise in mm-hmm. OpenStack projects and learn what it means to be an upstream developer, how to interact with the community, how to influence the community, and really just how to be good community citizens in general. And we really think that that pillar, that our training pillar, will propel OpenStack for many years to come just by adding new developers to the fold. Our second one is then what are we having those developers work on? And this is our roadmap plank of the partnership. That's really focused on how do we use those new developers to improve the enterprise readiness of OpenStack. So we think about what are the barriers to adoption today for OpenStack? What are enterprises saying is prohibiting them from using OpenStack in their IT environments? And we go about tackling those. We have a great relationship with other enterprise users within the foundation and the community, and we mm-hmm. take their feedback through the user committee and working groups within OpenStack and use the team that we have available to work on those problems. The last and final pillar, which kind of spans the other two, is really driving operator feedback into OpenStack. We really want to make sure that the development that we do has some of this kind of operators innovation cycle involved in it, so that people have operated and really felt this software as they're making upstream contributions. And so part of our commitment there is that we are making available two large clusters of hardware resources for large-scale OpenStack testing. So companies, or frankly even projects, OpenStack projects, can get access to those clusters, not just so that they can perform tests to validate that what they're working on works at scale, but also so they can get some experience in operating OpenStack at scale. We've had a lot of great use cases where people who were in the development community used the cluster to operate the service that they were working on for an extended period of time to get a feel for what that means and kind of understand the pain points that another operator in an enterprise might feel. So those are the three planks: training, roadmap, and cluster and operations. And so we've been making a lot of progress on all three of those fronts. We have a massive team, probably the largest upstream OpenStack team under one roof within the OSIC team. We've seen a great deal of cluster usage and seen great publications from people who've used the cluster, like I mentioned, with great use cases that are really driving and influencing what happens in upstream OpenStack because we now have more operational experience. And like I said, from the development side, we're tackling some of the big meaty problems like rolling upgrades, scaling and scale out, and deployment that are key problems that enterprises are saying are prohibiting them from adopting OpenStack.
I know that the focus is on the joint Intel and Rackspace team for doing a lot of that work, but I know that other companies and individuals have been accessing the cluster and accessing the resources of OSEC. Tell me a little bit about how that's grown and scaled over time.
When we started, we announced that this cluster was available. We got a whole flurry of people interested in using the cluster. We've seen that scale to now a very consistent kind of drumbeat of people asking to use the cluster. We're basically full up at any time. And we've seen companies who are testing their SDN platform on OpenStack at scale, or like I mentioned, an OpenStack project, like for instance, Swift, testing and operating OpenStack at scale for directly upstream purposes. And so one of the great benefits of the cluster itself and the users of the cluster is that there's a commitment from any cluster user that they provide feedback and the results of their usage upstream, and that they publicize that. And again, we think that that's a really critical component because it means that the whole broader community can benefit from the experience of people operating OpenStack at scale.
When you think about the progress that the group's made, you talked a little bit about bringing folks who are maybe newer to open source development into the developer team. What do you mean by teaching them how to be a good community member?
So there's one interesting anecdote that I welcome all of our new team members when they come to join the team, and that I always try to impress upon them. I think not coming from an open source background, there's something really intimidating about the nature of how you develop in upstream OpenStack. And that's because you kind of have to put yourself out there. You have to take your code and say, here's some code that I think is valuable and I think should be merged into this larger set of code. But people are going to come and point at it with flaws. People who, you know, especially as a newcomer, you know, are very smart and knowledgeable about this code base are going to give you feedback. And the feedback is always good, but, you know, sometimes it can be a little harsh. And so it's an important thing to overcome that we have our developers who are core reviewers, TC, tech leads, have to impress upon developers that, you know, they too were there once. And the only way you get better as a upstream open source developer is by contributing code, bad or good, and getting reviews and responding. Like that's the learning process.
Right.
I think that process itself is a struggle, as well as the governance and the way that code is merged in OpenStack can be a little bit complicated and takes some learning. We do a really exhaustive training program to just kind of level set on the basics. But I really think the hurdle that we are proud to overcome that can often be pretty big with any individual is just putting yourself out there and making code contributions and understanding that the feedback's going to come and that's good and that is part of the process.
Now, you talked about some of the features that are priorities for the OSEC team, rolling upgrades, scalability being a couple. How do you pick your priorities and how does that align to the work in the foundation?
Yeah, so we rely on the user committee, and there's a number of committees like the enterprise work group, the product work group, to help us prioritize those thematic things. So we talk about rolling upgrades, scaling, scale out, deployment, VM availability, and control plane availability are really the core things that we're hearing from customers, hearing from the enterprise work group, hearing from the product work group are the gaps prohibiting enterprises from using OpenStack. And frankly, a number of them we believe are already solved, right? Any of the deployment tools that an enterprise who's considering using OpenStack could choose from to deploy OpenStack, we'll deploy it in an HA fashion. We'll deploy it in a scalable fashion. So some of those are just us proving that out. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we as a community are insular and think, well, of course, everyone knows that. I know 18 months ago that didn't work, but it's fixed now. Obviously, everyone knows that. And frankly, not everyone does. So a lot of the work that OSEC does is proving out those hypotheses that, yes, OpenStack is scalable and, yes, OpenStack is easy to deploy. And so we get feedback from the UC and the subgroups of the UC to drive what we work on. But oftentimes what we work on isn't necessarily committing code. It's taking that problem of where is the fear coming from an enterprise who's thinking about deploying OpenStack, and what's the best way for us to tackle that as opposed to doing it in code. And sometimes that means publishing information or doing large-scale operational test cases that prove out a hypothesis.
I'm sure that some of the folks listening online would like to engage with OSEC, learn more. Where would you send them for more information?
OSEC.org is a great resource. It has a number of ways to contact us. Like every upstream team, we have an IRC channel. So #OSEC on Freenode is a great way. You'll always find friendly faces, including myself. I'm Ken C. Johnston is my IRC handle in that channel at all times. And then on the website, there's methods for contacting us via email.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.